my new followers, welcome. And I kind of broke the February challenge I meant to do one yesterday, but I forgot about it. Excuse me. But here I am, posting one for today. Kind of letting everybody know that, I am an empath. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, an empath is a person who can feel, who can sense the emotions of other people around them. Distance doesn't matter. Somebody could be really close to them or really far away. For me, it usually happens when a friend is going through a really stressful time, or someone is going to die very soon. And yesterday it was so intense that I actually felt a physical discomfort from the person that was, well, we're not going to get into it, but I actually felt physical, not pain, but it was discomfort for about 10 to 20 seconds. That has never happened before. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen again, because it probably will. It's happened, this has been going on since I was quite small. I don't even know how old I was when it started. I've been pretty distant when it comes to being online on Skype and voice chat with people. But, you know, I'm alive, I'm okay, I'm still trying to separate my emotions from those of people I am picking up on, and that's really hard to do, so I'm trying to figure out how to do this, you know, make my way through life and, you know, dealing with this. These last couple of weeks have been really, really hard. I find it hard to let, you know, I found it difficult, you know, to even let people know. I sat here going, do I let people know what this is and or not? But, you know, and I can never tell where or when it's going, where it's going to happen or when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen in terms of people dying. And now I'm even picking up on the fact that someone's going to get hurt. You know, with all these recent events in terms of school shootings and that going on here, it's been scary. I've lost a lot of sleep at night. It's been really scary. But I am alive. I'm hanging in there. So, you know, it'll be okay. I'm going to, post this and wish all of you a good night and take care. I'll be back tomorrow.